Literature Corner. A chapter to start with.
As the sun began to disappear, the cold of night started to fall upon the earth. Walking back toward the village, I noticed how quiet and lonely the land had suddenly become. Not a single person could be seen anywhere. Looking for the main hall, I caught sight of the large Birdman statue. Following its eyes, I noticed the little garden area that I had found myself in when I first arrived in my time machine. But then I thought to myself that I had made a mistake, for I could not see my machine anywhere. A terrible fear took hold of me. What if I could never return to my own time? What if I had to stay here for the rest of my life? Suddenly, I felt the need to run, and I started off, running harder than I had ever run before. Not knowing where else to go, I headed toward the statue. The idea that the people of the village had just moved my machine to a safer place kept running through my mind. But I knew they were not smart enough to act so thoughtfully. I felt slightly better knowing that the machine was still in the present time with me, because I had taken out the two levers that would start the machine running again. I also knew that it could not be too far away, for these people had no tools to move it. Looking back on that moment, I think I must have gone crazy for a short time. I remember running around the statue and looking under the bushes and trees nearby. Having failed to find the machine, I started beating the trees with my fists until my hands were covered in blood.